Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. May I please speak with Saul?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Celine from Lucas Flash Web Services.
How you doing, Celine?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
All right, I'm waiting to hear back from you guys for a couple of weeks now.
I asked you in an email to let me know when was a good time for me to call you. It says I was out of the office for 2 weeks.
Okay, so, instead of you, how about we figure out what we're doing and decide if we're going to still be doing business or not?
Oh, no. It's just with the website, because in your last communication with me, you were telling me that Rakuten knows how to track customer purchases, but those are purchases. So those are different
systems. You're not
tracking
their purchases. You're tracking a visit that they make to Facebook and to...
That's the thing.
You guys
have
control of my Facebook and my Instagram.
Yes.
You guys have control of that. When a person goes on my website and they get their price, they can make their price better by clicking a Facebook logo or clicking a Instagram logo. When they click that logo, a little page will pop up right to their Facebook, right to our Facebook. Most people are logged in already to their Facebook. So when they get the pop-up comes up and it shows them our website, it'll be their Facebook with on our page. They will click like, they will leave a comment, and they will repost it. When they exit that page, my website already knows they went to that page because they clicked the button on my website to get there.
No, that's not precisely how it works.
Let's say I'm buying something, right, on my computer. I'm buying something on my phone. When I'm buying something, it'll say verify this before we can let you make your purchase, right? So you click verification, it'll send something to your phone, or it'll tell you to verify, to log in to whatever it is you're doing, and then when you're done, to exit out of the page and go back to what you're doing. That's basically the same thing. Right now,
nope,
it'll
precisely.
Say, lower your prices here. Click these buttons to lower your prices. People will start clicking the buttons. When they click the button, a little pop-up page will come up with Facebook. They'll do what they got to do, and it'll say, when you're done, please just exit out. When they exit out, our website already knows that they clicked that button. That's how you
track. Yes, the website will know, but you will know.
Later on, I can always check, because it was online. I don't have to, like, give them that price. They already got that price. If they didn't do it, and I'll find a way to, if I got to check it and monitor myself, if they didn't do it and the computer thinks they did, it doesn't matter. They think they did as well. And if they didn't do it, then they think that their price is going to change. So if they get to that page and they decide I'm just going to exit out and trick the computer into thinking I did it, that's fine. I'm going to know if they did it or not. And I'm going to say, hey, the computer gave you a discount, but it shows here that you never actually did the task. And now they'll know how real it is. But we want our website to start performing these actions so that we're not just doing it ourselves. So when we tell people, go on the website and look at your estimate, it gives them the opportunity to lower the prices themselves. Not let me lower the price and then later on they don't do the job. See, I've been lowering prices and giving people these prices, but then later on they forget about us. And it's very iffy situation to ask a person to leave your review when they know they were supposed to leave one in the first place. You know, because they got paid to leave one. I had a guy one time that he didn't want to buy a roof from me, even though my price was better, because of the contingencies. And I said, contingencies? What's the contingencies? Oh, you want me to do all this Facebook stuff. I'm like, sir, don't you already do that for free for everyone else? And he stood quiet. He does. He does do it every day for free. So why can't he do it for us? He just didn't want to. But he still wanted the discount. You understand? So they want.
I do understand. But if you let me speak just for a moment. So, please, because what you said, the only thing that I was trying to convey to you is that you will have to double-check that they actually completed the task. We do can create a system that when they click on the icon, the website will read as the task was completed. But we don't know if the task, we don't have a way to track that the task was indeed completed. That's something that you will have to do. So you will have to double-check that they actually completed the task to obtain the discount. That was what I was trying to say to you, because as it's not a purchase, we cannot keep the follow-up of the purchase until the purchase is absolutely completed. You know? So the part of actually getting to the widget to understand that the person, the customer, actually click on the Facebook icon, that for the computer, it will be read as the task was completed.
Yeah.
So I don't have that's a way to actually show you. They did went there and they say like and comment. That's the thing that I was trying to convey to you. So, and the other part is that I cannot create a sample for it, because to create a sample, I have to develop the widget, and I cannot develop a widget for free. And that was what I said about the pricing. So.
Pricing.
Yeah, remember that the first email that I sent you was actually saying to you that the price, it will have to be paid up front. That is like, that you will stay a year.
Stay a year with who? With Splash? Local Splash?
Yeah. Yeah,
I
local Splash.
You think I'm going to build a website and then walk away? Why would I do that?
No, I don't think that, but I don't decide. this came from my boss.
Splash has had me for a customer for over a year now.
I know.
Why would I go anywhere now that I have a website with them? I was a year with them without the website. This whole time I've been with you guys, I never asked for the website. Now I'm only asking for the website because we're changing the name a little bit, and we have to do the Google review and verification and all that over again. I'm like, oh, we might as well just change everything again.
And I absolutely understand that. But it's just you're not asking for a website. You're asking for a very, very specific, highly demanding website that we need to build. So that's a different story. So if we have to create and build from zero widgets.
I'm going to feel a certain kind of way about that, being that I'm with them every year and for a year, and I've been paying them out the card. The reason why I stopped the card now, because I'm not hearing nothing about the website. I'm not getting any phone calls from customers. I mean, it's getting a little crazy. I'm paying every month, but nothing's happening. So if anything, I should be asking you guys for something. You guys asking me.
No, it's just, as I said, you are requesting a highly, highly technical customized website, which we have to invest a lot to create.
You offer the website for free. No. I'm going to take the website, and we're going to run it for at least a year. For at least a year. But if you're asking for a year upfront payment, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
How I feel about your company when I've already worked with them for over a year and they always get their payments. I used to pay Google review too with you guys. You know, so
I do understand.
Right now, the only reason why we're not paying you for Google as well. But the monthly payments, the only reason why that stopped right now is because you guys haven't done anything. You haven't created any new customers. Every call I get is either from you or from spam. I haven't got one customer that said, yeah, I found you on Google, on your Google profile page, and decided to call. The ones tell me that are people trying to sell me stuff. So the SEO and all that is really doing pretty bad. If you guys didn't come up with this website, or if you're going to ask for contingencies, or you're going to make it seem like you didn't get paid this whole time for a whole year, and that you need money up front, it puts a bad taste in my mouth.
I don't understand, Saul, but let's put it in this way. I asked you to come.
You guys are just worried about your money.
It's not about concern about the money. It's a costly website to create, Saul. If I call you and I ask you to come to do my roof, and I say, well, I will pay you in a year. Once that I run the roof a year and I know that it's good.
Well, we don't sell roofs by the month. You do sell SEO by the month and monthly payments for a website by the month.
SEO is something that I do not manage.
You don't trust me to keep the website. Once you make the website, you said it's mine. So why would I run away with it? Where's it going? It's not going anywhere. If I decided not to use you guys in a year, it would still be my website, right?
Yes, but it's not about running away. It's precisely that because of the upfront that we have to put, we need to have ourselves the security that we cover the cost. As I say, it's not... it's not cheap to create that widget.
What is that cost?
It's not cheap. The real cost, you want to know what is the real cost
no,
of a widget
know,
creation?
Is
it's like $4,000.
You want
what we were asking?
Payment of $149, you want that for 12 months.
Oh, for 10 months. We're actually giving you the whole year, but you pay 10 months in a firm. So you're going to have the 12 months that you don't have to even pay your monthly. It's just you give up from 10 months of payments. That is $1,490, and you get the whole year covered with your SEO, and it covers the website and the extra cost that we have to create for that particular widget. As I say, it's not that we are trying to take advantage or we're trying to look you down or anything.
$400 to build the website, and then they never built it. And they kept the name of the website. So we don't do stuff like that. That's why
I understand that you are, I understand why you are more. And you're in your right, absolutely. But it's just, then you're asking us to actually make an investment, a very heavy investment, because we're not charging you what it costs the widget.
I'm asking you to invest in a company that invests in you every month. Without
I don't understand, so. But again, you are asking for us to absorb an upfront cost, and maybe next month you go and say, okay, you know what, you take all of these and I'm leaving.
What I'm saying is I give you $149 every month for you to create customers, and you guys don't create customers, right? So now I should be the one that's saying, hey, how about you give me customers for a year, and when I see that I'm actually getting customers, maybe I pay you. I'm not saying that. But I should be, right? Because I'm not getting customers, but I'm paying $150 a month. Now, for a year that I've been paying you guys, I'm getting no call from you guys. Should you be complaining to me about what it's going to cost you to build a site to create new, better customers? Because right now, what you're doing is not creating any customers for me at all. And if you're waiting to get paid to do a website after I paid you guys for zero results, right now, I'm feeling like I'm already talking to the wrong company. Actually, I already feel like I'm talking to the wrong company.
I can promise you that I'm not complaining to you. I'm just trying to be as transparent as possible and to explain the process. I can be with you a website for...
In the whole year that I've been with you guys, zero customers. Zero. They find us on Yelp. They find us on Angie's. They find us on the Home Advisor. But when it comes to Google, unless I have the Google guarantee, that's the only time I got customers is when I have the Google guarantee. Without the Google guarantee, whatever SEO you guys are doing is not really working. The only one who's calling me from your SEO are spam companies trying to get me to buy stuff. One particular company is MLS that they do voice recognition. They call me at least 3 times a day, and I tell them to stop calling me, and they don't. And they keep using the same advertising line. You know, so it's a little annoying that I worked with you guys for a year. In a year, I got zero results, and I finally decided to get the website with you guys, even though I shouldn't be because I'm getting zero results. And you guys are like, it's gonna cost us a little something to make this, so we're going to need you to pay for it up front. I did pay you up front for a whole bunch of customers I never received. So make it easy. Let's get the site going. Let me see what it looks like. And if I decide that I like the site a lot, we can get it going. If I decide I love the site, then I'll pay you for the year. But I shouldn't have to pay for the year when I've been paying you guys a whole year now and got zero results. Now you want money, once again, without any kind of template or something in front of me for me to say yes to it. If this is the way you guys want to do this, I think I'm going to cut my ties with Local Spy.
I will pass the information to my boss. It's just I cannot start that type of website without his authorization. As I say, it's not a simple website. So, like if I hire you to give me a roof of the cheapest one, and then when you come, I want actually the most expensive one at the same price of a cheapest one, I'm certain that you will not give me that. So it's about a relationship. It's a symbiotic relationship. We give and take. I am very sorry that you feel that you have not gotten any customers. I'm looking at your client dashboard, and you have had...
You said this is about trust, so I trusted you guys for a year to bring me customers. In that year, I got zero customers. But now you're...
Have you entered into your client dashboard? So
we're going to need money up front. I'm the one who doesn't trust you guys. You can't say you don't trust me. You've been getting paid by me. I haven't been getting what I was supposed to get from you.
You said that you have not gotten any customers or any calls from us.
If this is the way it is, you can have Tina call me back and we'll close out their account.
Well, I'm very sorry that you feel that way. So I really do. Because for me, it was an exciting project. It's just that, unfortunately, I do not decide if I can give you something for free or not. That's
not free.
Unfortunately, that's not my position. So.
All right, no problem. Just have Tina call me so we can close out the account.
I will do so. I'm very sorry to hear that. So,
no problem. Yeah.
Thank you kindly for taking my call, and have a wonderful rest of the day.
Oh, you too.
Bye.